Well, we're coming to town. We're gonna have a good time. You know what I mean? We'll go see see our beloved Yankees and Red Sox. We'll have a good time.
Now, you've left out a very important part. Your beloved Yankees and the World Series champion, Boston Red Sox.
Oh, we got to give you one once in a while. Sooner or later, you're just going to quit.
Constantly living in the past is what you do, man. How come the World Series champion Red Sox let Gary...
That's just so gay. Go ahead, finish.
You know what, Zach? I don't know what's more gay. The ball going between Buckner's legs showing a sign of incompetence, or that bitch slap that A-Rod slapped out.
The bottom line is, everything we do is big. Even when we suck, we do it big.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think that's one title I don't believe anybody is even going to think about challenging. You guys can be the champions of sucking. Suck long,
well, you guys
suck
have been
hard.
Carrying that mantle for so goddamn long.
Here you go. That's something we could give to the Yankees. We gave you enough American League championships. Here, have this.
Oh, the brutality.
Suddenly, you win a World Series, and you don't quite have the kind of clout you thought you had, do you? You know, you come in here.
Oh, the brutality.
Wait, no. It would be my pleasure.
I don't even have the clout with my own wife and my kids and my mother-in-law. Are you kidding me?
I think
nothing, and I like it.
I think it would be our pleasure, Zach, to escort you, a Yankees fan, to the hallowed ground of Fenway Park.
The World Series champion Boston Red Sox hallowed ground.
See, this is what I wanted to do.
What?
This is what I wanted us to do. Either have a bet or we're going to do something.
Okay.
Where either...
Did he just use the B word?
No, because this is what I wanted to do.
Oh, you want to bet?
If we go to Fenway...
Uh-oh.
What we were going to do is, if you guys lose the bet, you guys all have to wear pinstripes, and we're wearing Red Sox jerseys.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So this way we won't get pelted and pummeled.
Let us get our asses kicked.
Like, if we lose the bet, next time in Yankee Stadium, we have to all walk in, all the Black Label guys got to walk to Yankee Stadium with Red Sox jerseys on while you guys got pinstripes on.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to do you one better, Zach. Are you ready?
Because you'll seriously get abused, you know this.
Hold on. Here's the bet. Paul, I need you to back me up on this.
All right, I got your backside, Carrie. Mm.
If we all go to Fenway together the day before Ozfest,
all right.
Yeah, no.
Your band, the AAF DJs, and maybe some listeners.
All right.
And we bet whatever team wins that game, that's the outfit that everybody has to wear at Ozfest the next day. So if the Sox win, you're wearing Sox gear.
Everybody's got to wear Red Sox.
Yes.
And then at Ozfest, everyone's got to wear either. If the Yanks pull, Yanks win this thing, everyone's wearing pinstripes or away jersey, whatever.
Paul, will we die if we wear pinstripes to Ozfest if the Yankees, heaven forbid, win
the
game?
And not only that, it will be in your beloved town.
You know what?
Oh, man, what a kick in the nuts that one's going to be.
No, I'm not worried about it because your Yankees are going to choke. That's that's what they're good at.
Oh, my God.
You've already shown.
You guys haven't been doing so good this year either, so don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, who's ahead in the American League East right now? Who's just won 7 in a row, kid? Without
don't worry about it. We did 7 in a row just a little while ago.
Against who?
Hey, tell Joe Torre we got some openings for some weekend slots. When he loses his job, we can give him a DJ shift.
Hey, I'm pretty good at that too, though.
Can you think maybe you guys could beat somebody like, I don't know, Tampa Bay this year sometime?
Well, yeah, they gave us a good run for our money.
What about Kansas City?
Sweet.
Tampa Bay, they're a powerhouse team, and they got Lou Piniella there, so they know, Yankee secrets, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, how come you can't get a manager like that?
Brutality. Dude, you only got one. And listen to you talking like a dumb bitch.
What have you done for me lately?
Our first base coach has only got one eye, and he's still doing better than the Yankees.
Oh, my God. Well, dude, when you got the 26 titles, you come talk.
Can you finish the sentence?
44 pennants. So when you catch up, then you could pull your mouth and your tongue and your head out of your ass and balls, and we could start talking.
All that's important is what have you done for me lately?
You know what? They could melt down all 26 of those rings, and they still wouldn't be as pretty as the last one.
No, it doesn't matter. We're always in the thick of things.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter, baby.
So
that's what you can't stand about them. They're always there.
Zach, I want to teach you a lesson. I know you know more about music than I will ever forget. But I want to show you, I want to teach you a phrase that you're probably going to have to memorize.
Go ahead.
Wait till next year.
It's no problem. It just gives us some time off, just a little vacation. We go back to the bar and relax.
Say it with me.
It's like actually,
wait till next year.
We don't have to play in October.
Wait till next year. Yeah, because, you know, you don't really want to be playing in October when it counts.
No, it's just when Reggie's there and, you know, he's just blasting home runs all over the place, and when Buckner's dropping a ball against them.
Hey,
bats.
By the way, when's the last time Reggie Jackson took an at-bat in New York? What were you for?
Listen to my son. He sounds like a Red Sox fan.
That's funny.
He's slammed his hand in the door. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, not good at all. All right. Hey, Jack. J-Man. Hold on with your hand. You okay?
Yeah.
Let me see your hand, buddy. Okay. Daddy kiss it. There you go. But,
Oh, Zach
no,
the dad.
It's just comedy, man. I get home. We just got back from England, man. We just had torn over there, dude. I didn't even know. We had to go. We'd have to log on to MLB.com to see what the scores were. They, you know, because they don't have anything. It's just either soccer, rugby, and then now they got Wimbledon going on over there. So you'd get nothing. You know what I mean?
What's the matter?
I had no idea because a guy, buddy of ours, he's a huge Mariner fan. So he's from Seattle. You want some of this, buddy? There you go.
You can't get into the Wimbledon screaming of the girl tennis players?
Actually, I don't mind it, man. I mean, I can get into it when you see the top players playing. I mean, I think it kicks ass. Dude, what are the guys serving at now? It's like, what is it, 268,000 miles per hour?
Faster than a Yankees pitcher!
Oh!
Dude, it's insane. Here, Hendricks, use a spoon on that, buddy. There you go.
All right, so let me make sure that I've got the bet correct. Now, Paul,
hold on one second. Hendricks, hold on a second, bud. Right, do me a favor. You watch him. I'm talking to a radio station on the phone. Just watch him for 5 minutes, please.
Hey, Zach.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah, bud.
Congratulations. The Yankees are one game over 500.
That's what we want to do. We want to save it for the long haul, the stretch.
Yeah, this isn't the NHL. Not everybody makes the playoffs at 500.
Hey, the bottom line is we're just saving it for the end.
Oh, so you're starting to look forward to the wild card slot.
No, we don't need that. That's what you got. That thing's relegated towards you.
I wouldn't know because the view at the top of the American League East says wild card looks like it belongs to the Yankees.
What a bunch of dorks!
Dorks with big.
I love my Boston family.
Dorks with big rings.
I love the rhetoric.
The view never changes as long as you're in the front.
Well, you would know, sweetheart. Oh, there we go, baby.
All right, so here.
And I haven't even started drinking yet. I'm on top of it.
Here we go. The bet is we're going to come into town. We're going to go check out a Red Sox-Yankees game. I'm sorry, a World Series champion Boston Red Sox. New York choking Yankees baseball game on the 14th.
At Fenway Park,
home of the
26 titles. Go ahead.
Home of the World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And you'll come to the game with us, and depending on the outcome of the game, if the Red Sox win, you and your entire band have to sport Sox gear, World Series champion Sox gear, on stage at Ozfest. If your choking Yankees win, we at WAF all have to wear pinstripes at Ozfest.
You got it.
That's how it works.
And we got to pick out jersey numbers, whether it's, you know, because the guys were going, because my dad's a World War II vet, so I'd have to go Ted Williams, so I'd have to go number 9.
Okay.
So I'd have to go Ted, and then, you know, the rest of the guys were going to go Buckner. Everybody just wanted to get Buckner jerseys.
Will you do us a favor?
What's that?
After you guys are done playing, wearing all of the World Series champion Red Sox jerseys, will you autograph them so we can, like, auction them off for charity?
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right.
Without a doubt. You know, we'll all do it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, everybody from the station and the bands and the crew and everybody, we'll have a blast doing it, man.
And in the unlikely event that we have to wear pinstripes, we'll hand them to you so you can wipe your ass with them after you get off stage.
So obviously I know you'll probably make sure it's the white ones.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's, you know.
You want to be able to take credit for the work you did.
Yeah, you know, so the other pinstripes.
All right, so that's the bet.
Blast, man.
Well, vertical has a slimming effect.
I got to get it sorted out with Bob and everything like that, you know, with Bob Ring and everything. So we got to make sure we get there a day before the Ozfest.
Okay. Yeah, you need to be in town on the 14th. It's the first game at Fenway the day before Ozfest. We'll take some listeners with us.
How many of us are going down to the game?
Well, you're going to need all the backup you can. You better bring your band, man.
And you know what?
Because I said the best was going to be, I figured, I didn't know whether... Like the day before, whatever, I said, man, we got to call up the Boston chapter of the Black Label. I said, we just got to call the gang up. And I was saying, like, if I go like this, the bet, like if we figured out a bet or something like that, that's what I was just saying. Either when we're at the stadium, I go, this would be the most hysterical damn thing you'd ever see. We're all wearing Boston jerseys. This way everybody's like, yeah, and we're all hanging together. And you all got, like, Jeter jerseys on, everything like that. Because, you know, everybody be just pelting you guys with beer.
I will only wear Yankees gear.
Hey, man, just be cool to them, man. Just because, you know, just because we're Sox fans, man.
I just want to point out, too, that I actually attended a game in Yankee Stadium wearing a Red Sox jersey a couple of years ago.
How was it? Did you get, like... Yeah. Hammered, or was everyone cool?
Yeah, I got some stuff thrown on me. The best part about it was Mo Vaughn hit a shot that hasn't landed yet. It was one of the few games that the Sox beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium that year. So we're walking out of the Bronx. I'm on my way over to get onto the bus back to the hotel that we were staying at, right? It was one of the McGathy things. And this little Irish kid comes out of the fucking woodwork. He comes running up. He goes, dude, we had a great fucking day, didn't we, guy? And he takes off into the crowd. It was like 15 seconds of like bonding. Meanwhile, I'm getting beer and shit thrown at me as I'm walking through the Bronx, just laughing my ass off. I was loaded, of course.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, yeah. You'd have to be. I mean, put it this way. I remember we went down to this is when the Raiders were still out in L.A.
Mm.
We saw the Raiders and the San Diego Chargers playing.
Yeah.
And my buddies were all huge Raider Nation guys and all that stuff.
So as am I.
Because I'm a New York Giants guy, so I'm just, it's like, oh, yeah, I want to go. It's anytime you can go see a game, it's always a good time anyway. Go down to the park.
Yeah.
So it's just like we're tailgating, going to watch the game, and I'm just to be a cocksucker, I got to root for San Diego.
Of course you do.
Because they're all just like, yeah. So now what they did is they chartered a whole busload of people. You know those tours they give, you know, the whole package deal where you can meet the players.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards, and then they bus you up from San Diego up to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Watch the game, and then, you know, you buy a whole ton of, you know, they block out a batch of tickets so all the fans can buy them.
Yeah, because it was tough getting tickets in the Coliseum.
San Diego. And they would have on the radio station stuff like, yeah, you know you're a Raider, or you're a Raider fan when, you know, the most frequently asked question you get is, you do know your rights. You know your rights, and then, like, safe sex to the Raider Nation is, you know, a padded headboard. Like, so, I mean, dude, just, they would just crush them on the radio all the time up here.
Sure.
So the thing is, it's just like, I went down to the game, but I was just like, dude, I said, I mean, there's nothing but gang people all around the stadium.
In Los Angeles, absolutely.
I just went up and bought a Raider hat, and I'm just wearing it, because I said, there's no way I'm walking around the set. They had a police escort to bring the fans from San Diego in with their powder blue stuff on and the yellow and the white.
Yeah.
The first, because they're right in the end zone with horseback cops, you know, protecting these people.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, opening kickoff, boom, now maybe 6 yards deep in the end zone, this dude comes from the Chargers, comes hauling ass out of the end zone, 106-yard touchdown, all the way. And so all these little San Diego, this section of San Diego people are just going, whoop, there it is, whoop, there it is. I'm going, oh, Christ, I think this, I'm like going, dude, the stadium's going to explode in about 2 seconds. Dude, people were fighting. Raider fans were beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it was just, it's like one of those things where you can't bring your wife and your kids down to a game.
Not in Los Angeles. Los Angeles was full of punks.
Oh, no, without a dude. There was just a San Diego, no, it was a San Francisco Giant, it was a Giant-Dodger game just out in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Shot two guys that were wearing, they had San Francisco Giants jerseys on.
And they got shot?
And killed, murdered in the parking lot by a bunch of, like, these Dodger fans. They're like, ASA, what do you do? You know, it was like, I think the Giants won that day or something like that. But I actually shot them, man.
You know what we got, Zach? As much as the whole Yankee Red Sox thing goes, at least everybody knows it's just baseball.
No, you could razz each other and have a good time, but I mean, no. I remember not too long ago, my buddy was saying it was a family. It was a husband, a wife, and like the three sons or whatever. You know, like 8, 9, 12-year-old kids, and like some dudes started some jackasses started throwing like beer at them and throwing, you know, just like because they all had their hats on and their jerseys, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it was Yaz and Ted, all the legendary Sox guys, and so it's just like, dude. Those guys lasted for about, because even other Yankee fans started pummeling on him. Like, dude, what are you doing? You got like little kids sitting over there, man.
It's
like,
just baseball.
You. What are you going to do? And then like they started getting into a brawl, and then those guys, those jackets, got thrown out of the goddamn stadium. So, you know.
Well,
it's
if
just
you...
like, dude, relax. I mean, I don't care how many cocktails you have in you. I mean, if I seen somebody at Yankee Stadium wearing Red Sox stuff, you know, we, you know, otherwise you say stuff like how we are, just busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
But it's like at the end of it, it's like, hey, bro, you know, my name's Zach. Hey, I'm Paul. How you doing, man? Here, let me get this round of beers, whatever. It's like, who cares? It's like, yeah, obviously, yeah, you want your team to win, but I mean, it's like, Jesus Christ, dude, I don't feel like spending a night in jail for this crap. You know what I mean?
Well, if you need more backup at Fenway, and your band's not going to be enough backup since you guys are Yankees fans, tell your wife she's invited to come too.
Yeah, because from
Barb in front of me.
I was just going to say,
I just let her tits like block all the beer and all the carnage.
I haven't met the legendary Barbara Ann.
This
could be fun.
Oh my God, dude, it's comedy, bro.
You know what we need to do is we need to get seats in the bleachers so we can really experience the game.
Dude, we just recently I went down to Dodger Stadium. The Mets were playing.
Yeah,
because you know because Mike's the Godfather, Piazza. He's the Godfather Hendrix.
Yeah.
So it was the day when Mike actually tied the record for the for home runs.
Yeah.
So Mike actually tied the record. So we went down there and it's just like my brother-in-law Kenny. Huge, huge Met fan. Here, Daisy, come here. Daisy. Out. There you go. But, so he goes down. It's just a batch of us sitting there. It's my sister-in-law, Cheryl Merrill. We got my brother-in-law, Kenny, and my niece, Melanie. We're all hanging out. And, you know, I'm sitting there. Kenny's got the giant Met finger. From like I guess from 86 or whatever, you know, when the last time they won the World Series or whatever. So
I'm showing you the giant Red Sox finger right now.
Exactly, I can feel it coming on the phone. But anyway, so he's got the giant Met finger, and he's got the Mets shirt on the whole nine yards. And my brother-in-law is just being the biggest dick. That, you know, like, just to be a dick, because the Mets, you know, the Mets were coming, they were losing, then all of a sudden they started coming back. And all these Dodger fans that were around, now they start heaving stuff at us. And I'm like, screw you, I'm a Yankee fan. Then I'm thinking to myself, what am I saying? That's even worse. You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, but they started heaving crap at us. And then they ended up booted out of the stadium. We got kicked out of the stadium. I mean, it was a joke, man. About like around the seventh, eighth inning, we got kicked out of the stadium.
Way to go. Well, with any luck,
I'm like, oh, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
then you had these jackasses throwing stuff at us. Then we went down to go talk to them. Then they started coming over. There's going to be like a 12-guy fight on each side. So, I mean, because I bought like 10, 12 tickets for all of us. So it was just like, you got to be kidding me, man. I'm telling the cops. I'm going, dude, these guys are throwing shit at my kids. You know, like launching stuff.
And
I go, dude, I mean, we got like 11-year-old kids up here.
And you get thrown out.
Yeah, we got thrown out,
yeah.
And they did too.
Oh, well, there you go. At least it was, you know, you both got to miss the game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I'm just sitting there. My brother's just being a jackass. My brother-in-law just, you know, like, going, you know, let's go Mets and the whole nine yards, all that stuff. You know what I mean? But it's just like, it's just pretty damn funny, man.
Well, Zach,
unbelievable.
The sight of you having to look at the Green Monster with all those gigantic World Series champion flags flying at Fenway. We will do whatever we have to do to get tickets. We are going to take you to Fenway.
Championship banners. How many do you got?
Six.
Three?
Six.
But
the last one's the best one.
You act like you got 45 of them.
The last one's the best one.
You're talking about the wrong ball club. You're talking about the Boston Celtics. You got the wrong team. They have plenty of championships.
The last one's the best one.
Not the team with the red and white uniforms. One with the green and white.
Just remember, though, our owner isn't threatening to fire and kill everybody every 4 days when you get swept by the worst team in baseball. Again.
Oh, the brutality. So
we're going to get these tickets. You're going to get the band. We're going to take some listeners. We're meeting at Fenway on the 14th. We're going to the game.
I'll tell you what.
Well, we'll keep in touch. I mean, how many tickets you get so I can let the guys know? Just the guys in the band? What do you want to do?
We're working on it now.
how you figure, I don't know, what you figure, you
we're,
got the...
We're shaking
the
down...
jackasses in the band.
I think
that... Tim's probably going to want to go down.
Yeah, we're shaking down every ticket we can get, so hopefully there'll be a big gang of us.
All right, sweetie, you got it.
And here's the deal. I think we're broadcasting before the game. We're going to be at a bar right across the street from Fenway Park.
It's going to be killer, man.
You are more than welcome to come down and hang out with us and have a couple beers before we go in.
Oh, we have to. We got the day off. I mean, why not?
So yeah!
Come and hang with us when we're broadcasting live before the Yankees game.
You mean the Yuck the Fankies party?
It is the Yuck the Fankies broadcast right
yeah!
before the World Series champion Red Sox. All right, man, we'll see you, man. Be well.
All right, well, I'll keep in touch with you with Allie. We'll make sure we all keep in touch, and then we'll get this thing, we'll get it on. It's before you know it, we're going to be there.
It's a couple of weeks, bro.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I mean, it's just, well, you figure, I mean, I just got home. We just got home from Japan, doing the States, Japan. I had one day home, then we all went to Europe. Jesus Christ, so you talk about traveling over there. It's like the world traveler on that thing.
Well, Zach, it's going to be nice to see you on stage at Ozfest in a Red Sox jersey.
No, yeah, that'll be cute.
At least you have the class to wear a Ted jersey.
I could wear it. I could hang with it because he's an American icon. So I can handle that.
And Paul,
yeah, so it's really no Yankee blasphemy because the bottom line is he's a World War II vet. So there you go.
Well, Paul and I will take our whippings. Heaven forbid the Red Sox lose, and we will wear Yankees pinstripes to Ozfest if the Yankees beat the Red Sox.
This if the Yankees never even won another World Series. This, where I could actually die.
That's actually possible.
As a happy man.
No, Zach, that's actually possible, given the performance of your Yankees. It's possible they may never win another World Series.
Oh, the brutality. All right, you guys. Well,
all right.
Keep in touch with Allie, and we'll get it on. We'll have a blast.
All right,
we'll meet you at Fenway, and you're buying the hot dogs.
I got no problem with that. And the beer. I got no problem with that.
Yay!
Yeah, and then we'll auction off all the stuff there. That's a great idea, though, Bob.
All right, man.
All right, you guys, take care of yourselves. Tell the rest of the gang we said hey.
You got it.
Be well, Zach.
Bye, guys.